April 25, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. God's love is strong. Opening prayer. Thank you, Lord, that there is nothing for which I cannot trust you, nothing that I cannot bring to you in prayer, knowing that you hear me and will act on my behalf. Read Song of Solomon, chapter 8. If only you were to me like a brother who was nursed at my mother's breasts, then, if I found you outside, I would kiss you, and no one would despise me. I would lead you and bring you to my mother's house, she who has taught me. I would give you spiced wine to drink, the nectar of my pomegranates. His left arm is under my head, and his right arm embraces me. Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. Friends, who is this coming up from the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? She, under the apple tree I roused you, there your mother conceived you. There she who was in labor gave you birth. Place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm. For love is as strong as death, its jealousy unyielding as the grave. It burns like blazing fire, like a mighty flame. Many waters cannot quench love, rivers cannot sweep it away. If one were to give all the wealth of one's house for love, it would be utterly scorned. Friends, we have a little sister, and her breasts are not yet grown. What shall we do for our sister on the day she is spoken for? If she is a wall, we will build towers of silver on her. If she is a door, we will enclose her with panels of cedar. She, I am a wall, and my breasts are like towers. Thus I have become in his eyes like one bringing contentment. Solomon had a vineyard in Baal Hamon. He let out his vineyards to tenants. Each was to bring for its fruit 1,000 shekels of silver. But my own vineyard is mine to give. The 1,000 shekels are for you, Solomon, and 200 are for those who tend its fruit. He, you who dwell in the gardens, with friends in attendance, let me hear your voice. She, come away, my beloved, and be like a gazelle, or like a young stag, on the spice-laden mountains. Reflect. Read Exodus chapter 34, verse 6, and reflect on what it means for God to abound in steadfast love. We now reach the culmination of the poem, the evolution of the love between the man and woman. What began as an infatuation, focused on physical attraction, has deepened into a passion that has bound the lovers together tightly. It tells us several important things about the nature of love. First, love is precious. In verse 4, the woman implores her friends, the daughters of Jerusalem, not to rush into romantic love, but to let it awaken at the right time. Through her positive experience, she has learned that love is precious, and there is no need to be impatient. A greater truth is that there is nothing more precious than being loved by God. Our time on earth may be short, and things may change around us, but God's love is a precious gift that we can never lose. Second, love is strong. The woman has learned this lesson through the intensification of her love throughout the book. As she returns to her friends and family, seemingly a new woman, she has learned that there is no stronger force in the world than love, even stronger than the grave itself. It reminds us that God's love for us is the strongest thing in the world. Finally, the most genuine love is unquenchable. As the relationship moves from its infancy of romantic emotion, the woman finally articulates the deepest truth of love. The greatest marriages develop far beyond attraction, infatuation, emotion, and feelings in love into an unstoppable force. The metaphor of a blazing fire that cannot be quenched shows us that human relational love can reflect true godly love. The same love that binds us to God unconditionally, steadfastly, unbreakably, and eternally. The same love with which God loves you. Apply. Reflect again on what it means for you to be loved by God. Consider how you can know more of this amazing gift from God. Closing prayer. Father, as my understanding of your love for me deepens, help me to respond with life-changing attitudes and actions that positively impact those around me.